This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Monday, June 8th. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. CDFA budget cuts loom. Delta Tunnel clears federal review. Governor's race slowly narrows. Winemakers press Canada access. And judge rules against USDA on DEI. State lawmakers are pushing back on several Newsom administration budget proposals affecting agriculture. Recent budget subcommittee votes carve some rejections while advancing core CDFA programs. The Assembly's Climate and Resources Budget Plan rejects ongoing funding for CDFA's Farm to School and Local Food Systems proposal, approving money only for the fiscal year starting next month. The plan also rejected trailer bill language to codify the Farm to School program into state law. The Assembly also rejected a $23 million proposal for enteric methane grants while adjusting extensions of previous funding for programs on healthy soils, alternative manure management, and dairy digester research and development. Across the Capitol, the Senate Budget Committee called for rejecting the administration's proposed elimination of 21 vacant CDFA positions and $3 million. That would protect auditor positions, special fund-supported posts, and positions tied to bloom rape research and control methods. Lawmakers have until the 15th of June to pass a budget framework, and Governor Gavin Newsom must sign a budget into law before July. Yet the two branches will continue to debate over budget trailer bills and one or two larger spending packages known as a budget bill junior through the end of August when they hit the final deadline for sending bills to the governor. Newsom's Delta Conveyance Project has received biological opinions from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and National Marine Fisheries Service, completing the Federal Endangered Species Act process for construction and construction-related maintenance. The governor's office hailed the action as a critical federal clearance that moves the project closer to construction. But Restore the Delta blasted the decision, with Executive Director Barbara Baring Perella accusing Newsom of advancing, quote, special interest big water projects, and warning that the tunnel remains unpopular with many Californians. Former U.S. Health Secretary Xavier Becerra has effectively secured a place in California's November gubernatorial election. The contest for the top two spots remained unsettled as millions of ballots continued to be counted statewide. Becerra overtook Republican Steve Hilton in a vote total late last week, prompting projections he will advance to the general election. The remaining uncertainty centers on whether Hilton can hold off billionaire Democrat Tom Steyer for the second slot. As of yesterday, Hilton maintained a lead over Steyer, though Democrat-heavy late-mail ballots have steadily narrowed margins in several statewide races. Roughly 3 million ballots remain uncounted, according to election officials. Several prominent Democrats, including Katie Porter and Matt Mahan and Antonio Villagrosa, have already conceded, leaving the race increasingly focused on a likely Becerra-Hilton matchup, though election observers say it is still too early to rule out a late Steyer surge. The Wine Institute is urging the U.S. and Canadian officials to resolve provincial bans on U.S. alcohol and return American wine to Canadian shelves. A delegation of senior winery owners, winemakers, and executives from 14 California wineries traveled to Washington recently. Restoring access to Canada was the central focus of meetings with federal lawmakers, administration officials, and Canadian provincial representatives. Canada was the largest export market for American wine until last year, and the Wine Institute says the bans have hurt wineries, distributors, retailers, restaurants, and consumers on both sides of the border. President and CEO Steve Gross says restoring the trade relationship is, quote, critical for wineries, workers, growers, and the communities that all depend on the sector. The delegation also has advocated for USDA programs important to the wine sector and raised concerns about unregulated THC hemp products. A federal judge has issued a temporary injunction barring the Agriculture Department from withholding funding from a group of states through a terms and conditions framework that seeks to comply with Trump administration policies on gender, immigration, and diversity. Judge Meng Jiao of the U.S. District Court of Massachusetts granted a request to enjoin USDA from enforcing a set of general funding award terms and conditions challenged by 21 Democratic state attorneys general. While Jiao did not offer details behind his decision-making, he said USDA does not need to issue new terms and condition documents and that he would publish an opinion later that explains his decision. The dispute stems from a standard set of general terms and conditions the agency issued in December at the request of Secretary Brooke Rollins. In their brief supporting a motion for preliminary injunction, the AGs argued the agency, quote, has threatened harsh penalties if states do not comply with certain requirements related to DEI, gender, and immigration. They said the new requirements imperil more than $74 billion their states receive annually. The funding would affect food and nutrition programming, including child nutrition programs, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, and the Special Supplemental Nutrition Program for Women, Infants, and Children, agricultural, forestry, and rural support programming, and programs to support academic research and programming in agriculture sciences, that according to the state's brief. Sheila Courtley, the Food and Nutrition Service Administrator's chief of staff, wrote in a declaration that many nutrition assistance programs are administered through federal-state agreements which have historically operated through a different set of terms and conditions than the one being challenged. Here's today's final word. It's a painful change for our valley. That apple farmer, Carol Reeder, explaining to SF Gate the impacts of S. Martinelli and Company canceling contracts this year. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Monday, June 8th. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.